Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing. And home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
This Christmas would be twice as nice with Lotto Super 6. Win one of two brand new 2025 model MG SUVs, plus a $1 million shopping spree at Courts, 55-inch Samsung smart televisions, Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra smartphones, 100,000 cash prizes, and 10,000 instant cash prizes to be won. Spend 1,000 on a Super 6 ticket and get one entry coupon, 2,000 and get three entry coupons. Fill out and drop into the entry boxes at GLCL agents countrywide. Your Christmas could be twice as nice with Lotto Super 6 this year. Promotion runs October 13th to December 13th, 2025. See press, posters, and social media for details. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today. Must be 18 and over to play.
When last we were in Murondoy, Shirona told Coretta that she had decided to terminate the pregnancy. Coretta flew into a rage and abused Shirona verbally. John overheard the exchange and called Coretta an evil woman for disrespecting Shirona's wishes. Bibi and Sunny visited Zena since she had just left them at the community center ground when the car hit her, breaking her leg. Zena disclosed that she felt Catalina was behind the accident as she wanted to break up Zena's relationship with her son Denzel. Bibi cautioned her not to repeat her suspicions unless she had concrete evidence. And now as we return to Murondoy, Kimol is calling Shirona.
Hi, Kimol.
Morning, Sharon.
Morning.
Are you at work?
Yes.
Can you talk?
Yeah.
Just wanted to know what's the update.
Oh.
The longer you wait, the harder it will be, you know.
Don't worry. I made up my mind.
So?
You sure you're not ready for a baby, right?
Yes, I'm sure. When I have children, I want it to be with someone I'm married to, or at least committed to. I want to plan it.
Okay.
So?
I made up my mind. I'm going to do it.
You're going to have the abortion?
Yes.
Okay.
Just know, I'm not only doing it because you're not ready for a baby, but I'm doing it for me too. I want to do certain things with my life, and I know deep down in my heart, I'm not ready to be a mother.
I respect that.
It's just that I don't want to bring a child into the world, and then I'm full of regret, and end up neglecting the child, or something like that.
Right.
So, we're both getting what we want. A chance to learn from this, and make better decisions in the future.
Want me to go with you?
I ain't make the appointment yet. I will do this midday when I have my lunch break.
Okay. I'll pay for everything.
All right.
And look, I know I've been angry with you and everything, but if you need any kind of support after, just let me know.
Okay.
Let me know when the appointment is.
Kimol, Before you go.
Yeah?
I want to apologize again for everything that happened.
You apologized already. You aren't the only one to blame. We should have either got tested or used condoms.
Yeah, but I'm still sorry.
I'm sorry too. I'm to blame as well. I should have used a condom. What?
I know you don't want to be in a relationship with me. But after I have the abortion, can we at least be friends? You don't have to say yes.
Look, I can't promise you anything. You really hurt me, Sharona, and it's gonna take some time on my end.
Alright, I respect that.
Okay, call and message me later when you made the appointment.
Okay, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Auntie Myrtle, what are you doing here?
I can't visit you and Zena.
Miss Myrtle?
Oh, hi, Zena.
Hi. Denzel was expecting you?
Nobody was expecting me. I just decided to drop in.
Oh, come in. Have a seat, please.
Thanks. So, how is everything?
Well, as you can see, I'm still recovering.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see.
I'm giving God a praise for sparing my life.
You must. The number of accidents is not normal. It's like every day is an accident.
Yes, the roads are crazy. And people are not learning.
Some people drive on these roads like they got a death wish.
I don't understand it at all. Now, you're seeing others dying, and still you're speeding and driving like a wild hog.
Makes no sense.
Anyways, you know, somebody deliberately hit you with your car.
Yep.
And they still can't find the person.
Any leads?
Well, the police said they don't have any leads. Maybe it's a fake license plate and the car was stripped off.
Who would want to harm you, Zena?
Well, I'm not sure, but I have a theory.
Oh?
Well, Denzel, I haven't shared this with you.
Wait, you have an idea who hit you?
I have a theory about who might be behind it.
Okay.
Who?
Well, Kathleen has been angry at me and Denzel's relationship, and she said she will do anything to break us up.
Mommy?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Catalina had something to do with what happened to you?
I'm not saying she did, but what if she had something to do with it?
Zena, you guys pass my niece.
I'm not accusing your niece of anything, Miss Marshall.
So what are you doing? Eh? You think Catalina is crazy enough to tell anyone to knock you down? Eh? Look, you better have suspecting Maurice for that.
Maurice has no reason to do that.
Does he approve of this relationship?
We are divorced and he has no say in my life.
But he is the man that abused you for all those years.
We have both moved on.
Until... why are you just sitting there and not saying anything to defend your mother? You think she would do something like this?
I'm just processing everything right now.
What is there to process? Your mother didn't do this?
Okay.
Then so you can't let Zena say anything about your family and not defend us?
She's not accusing mommy of anything. She's just asking questions, right?
Well, I never thought I'd see the day. Now look, let Catalina hear about this. It's war break.
Auntie Myrtle, please, don't say anything to mommy.
Why mustn't I tell Catalina that Zena thinks she's responsible for her being hit by a car, eh? I wouldn't stand for anyone scandalizing my niece.
Look, I'm sorry.
For you to even think something like that. See, I can't believe it. I was so wrong about you as a person. You're a nasty piece of work.
Auntie Myrtle.
Shacking up with someone young enough to be a son and now accusing my niece of trying to kill you? Now I have to wonder if all the things you said about Maurice abusing you are true.
All right, Auntie Myrtle, you're going too far now. You saw what Maurice did to her.
You quick to defend her more than your family. I don't know if we should give you to eat or drink, but I can pray for you.
Wow.
Miss Myrtle.
Don't! Miss Myrtle, me, you need to really think about what you're doing, Zena. I'm gonna go to therapy if that is what you need to do and find a man your own age.
Auntie Myrtle, you can't be insulting Zena like that. It's your own house, man.
Don't worry, I'm leaving. I came here today to extend an olive branch. But instead, I heard accusations about my niece being an attempted murderer. Ma'am, but you wait till Catalina hears about this.
Auntie Myrtle, please don't say anything to Mommy.
Nonsense. I surpassed my niece.
Wow.
Well, that didn't go well.
Zina, you really think Mommy had something to do with your accident?
Doesn't it make sense?
Mommy wouldn't do that.
You don't believe it either, right?
No. Who would she even get to do something like that? Mommy isn't that foolish.
Well, I guess I'm on my own with that theory.
Look, whoever hit you hit the wrong person. I really think they just mistook you for someone else, okay?
Okay, well, let's just hope we find them soon.
I hope Auntie Myrtle doesn't say anything to Mommy. Because that's not going to go
well. I'm not afraid to stand up to your mother. And trust me, if Katni was behind that car hitting me, I'll see to it that she gets what she deserves.
Mommy didn't do this.
Open your eyes, Denzel. Those people don't want us together. When people are desperate to have their way, they will do anything.
Kevin, you really plan on spending Christmas in New York?
Yeah, Mommy. I want to spend it with Unique and Iceland and Rhonda and Jamari. And while I'm up there, I can check out Daddy too. What?
I just thought me and you would have spent Christmas together.
But Mommy, I is not the only son you got, you know. You know you could spend it with Akil and his family?
Right.
I really miss Unique and Iceland, you know. I'll go crazy if I don't see them soon, Mommy.
You just keep giving a girl opportunity to disrespect you.
Man, Mommy.
I don't know why y'all don't just let it go and done.
Mommy, I know things ain't perfect between me and Unique, but I want to fight for my marriage.
But she want to fight, eh? It's always you saying you want to fight. I don't see she putting in no effort. It's always something with she, and you always get in the disrespect. You deserve a woman who can respect you, Kevin. You deserve to be happy. When last you was really happy, eh?
I good, Mommy.
Look how your head getting gray from all the stress with the girl. You can tell me you happy? You too young for all this nonsense. There got plenty other women who would love to have you, Kevin. You're a decent young man. And you deserve to be loved and happy. Unique not doing that for you. She don't listen to you and she don't respect you.
All right, Mommy. I going now. I ain't booked my ticket yet. But I should book it before the week is out.
Whatever.
I can see you, Mommy.
Like I even got to cross the water to break the spell Unique got on my son.
Hello?
Hey, Zina.
Oh, hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. I was just sitting in my car and, you know, my mind ran on you.
Oh.
How are you doing? I know you're still recovering from the accident.
I'm getting a bit better every day.
Zina?
On the phone, Denzel. 1 second.
All right, ma. Well, let me don't keep you. I just got to see how you're doing.
Thanks for calling. I really appreciate it.
All right, you take care.
You too.
Who was that?
Kevin was just calling to see how I'm doing.
Oh, I didn't know you two were friends like that.
Don't be jealous now.
Jealous? Me? Nah. Y'all just talk steady?
Denzel, just don't be like that, please.
So why I can't ask questions? If another man calling me a man?
That's right. I'm your woman. So, you don't need to worry about anybody else. So just relax, Denzel.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.